Some days ago, we celebrate the Feast of Epiphany, the manifestation of Jesus. We celebrate that Jesus manifests himself to the Magi, and he manifests himself at the River Jordan at the baptism. He also manifests himself at the wedding feast of Cana. But two Sundays ago, our reading focused on the Magi. Last Sunday, we celebrate the Feast of the Baptism of Jesus. And this Sunday, the Gospel reading focuses on the wedding feasts at Cana. The star leads the soul to faith. The sanctified water purifies the soul. The wedding feast unites the soul with God. Jesus, the bridegroom, revealed himself to his bride, the church. Wine fails at the wedding feast. Wine is the symbol of charity, of love. Wine fails because love failed in the world. And Jesus came to save the world. Jesus is the true vine. Our Lady said to Jesus, "They have no wine." Our Lady shared the concern of humanity because she is the mother of us all. Jesus responds, "Woman, what concern?" Jesus responds, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me?" It is as if Jesus telling his mother that he was about to act, not as the Son of Man, not quite as the Son of Mary, but more as the Son of God, that he would demonstrate his divine power to perform a miracle. But also, Jesus mentioned, "My hour has not yet come." It is as if Jesus telling Our Lady, "If now I start to act in my divine power, the hour will come when I will suffer as the Son of Man, as the Son of Mary." In fact, after performing miracle, the Jewish authorities and Jesus have more and more conflicts, which eventually led to the crucifixion and death of Jesus on the cross. It would hasten that hour when Jesus would suffer in the humanity that he received from Our Lady. Our Blessed Mother told the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." In the Gospel, Our Lady spoke seven times. The first two times was at the Annunciation. She said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" And then she told the angel, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done to me according to thy word." And then she spoke for the third and fourth time during the Visitation, when she greeted Elizabeth, when the voice of greeting reached the ears of Elizabeth, John the Baptist left in his mother's womb. And then after praising Our Lady, Elizabeth praised Our Lady. And after that praising from Elizabeth, Our Lady spoke for the fourth time. She prayed the Magnificat, the canticle that gives thanks to God. She prayed, "My soul magnify the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." And then the fifth time that Our Lady spoke was when Jesus was 12 years old. Our Lady asked Jesus, "Why did you treat us like this? Your father and I have been looking for you in sorrow." And Jesus responded by saying his first words in the Gospel. The sixth and seventh time, Our Lady spoke at the wedding feast of Cana. "They have no wine, and do whatever he tells you." So do whatever he tells you, being the last word of Our Lady in the Gospel. Our Lady gently points to Jesus. She leads us to Jesus. We have to do the will of Jesus. Do whatever Jesus tells us to do. The wine not only a symbol of charity, but also is a symbol of divinity. At the Mass, when the priest pour water and wine into the chalice, the priest pray. By the mystery of this water and wine, he will come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Water is a symbol of humanity. It's weak and it's unstable. The wine is the symbol of divinity. Jesus raised our humanity up, even to himself. Because of the grace of Christ, we are able to share in the divine life of God. The good wine was saved till the end. Jesus, I would say God, saved the best till the end. The New Testament revelation, far better than the Old Testament revelation, complete the Old Testament revelation. And also the New Testament covenant is much more intimate with human being, because it's the Son of God became man and gave himself for us as food in the Holy Eucharist. At the wedding feast of other people, Jesus changed water into wine. At his own wedding feast, the wedding feast between Christ and the Church, at the Last Supper, Jesus changed wine into his own blood. Today, each time we celebrate Mass, we are at the wedding feast of Jesus himself. We witness that miracle of Jesus. Every time we celebrate Mass, when the priest says, "This is the chalice of my blood," wine changes into the blood of Christ. Water was transformed into wine. Wine transformed into Jesus. And we who receive Jesus should be transformed by him. But we are being transformed with the help of our Blessed Mother. We can present our needs to Jesus through Mary. We listen to Mary and we do whatever Jesus tells us to do. I mentioned in the beginning of this year that in a few weeks' time, when we are going to have the Lenten season, I will be preaching about the story of Our Lady in Fatima for 5 Sundays. And it will be a way for us to listen to Our Lady, to know about that Our Lady asked us to help to transform the world by our prayer and sacrifice. One thing that I want to point out is that today will be the conclusion of the advertisement we see on television for the Catholic Come Homes. Of course, we have the prayer box over there, and please feel free to write down the name of the person you want to pray for to return to the Catholic faith or to embrace the Catholic faith. But also you will see in the insert of the bulletin a little yellow paper which invite us to remember that evangelization is always effective when it is person to person. So advertisement can be helpful, but a personal touch will be much better. And so there is a simple thing that we can do. One is through the social media, that we can go to a website called VancouverComeHome.com and just click, we can share the advertisement to the people around us through the social media like Facebook and Twitter. But also it's important for us, you know, even more personal. Of course, we still have a lot of the brochures. You know, we miss you one at the back of the church that we can always pass on to people whom we know have been away from the practice of the faith. And so we do this with the help of our Blessed Mother, and we ask Our Lady to intercede for us, that by the power of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, we and the people whom we love can be transformed by the grace of God. Remember, the wine is a symbol of charity. It's a symbol of divinity. We pray that we can all grow in charity and so share in the divine life of God.